Good morning, this is Nigel, and you're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Well, in yesterday's trading session, volumes were very, very low. Today, we do have some of the Asian markets that have opened up, but volumes are expected to stay relatively low as the Japanese markets, they are shut for the next couple of trading sessions. Now, most of the Asian markets are either trading with a bit of a positive bias to trading more or less flattish. But in yesterday's trading session, the Nifty surged in the final hour of trade. The Nifty Bank as well was a relative outperformer. And importantly, on a technical basis, the Nifty conquered the 10,900 odd mark and more importantly, closed above its 100 DMA. Now the banking stocks, they did very, very well, and bulk of the gains were coming in from the three big boys. That's HDFC, HDFC Bank, as well as ICICI Bank. And no worries though, in terms of the advance decline ratio as well. More number of stocks were advancing yesterday than declining. But keep in mind, volumes were very, very low. You look at the institutional flows and you understand that yes, the DIIs, they bought 140 crores. The FIIs, they sold, you know, poultry 50 crores odd. Net-net, institutions were buyers, but participation was very, very low. Importantly, two concerns have cropped up. One is the auto sales numbers. As we saw yesterday, Mahindra and Mahindra sales numbers were disappointing, particularly the tractor sales numbers came in well below estimates. And that explains why the stock did end virtually at the low point of the day. Maruti and Maruti as well did miss estimates. So both those two did raise concerns in terms of the auto sales for the past month. Now, I'll tell you there were a few more auto sales numbers that came in post-market close. I'll get to that in a bit. But our other big concern is the GST collections. Now, for the month of November that's reported in December, that missed estimates and in fact saw a contraction from what we saw in October 2018. So those two remain concerns for our own markets. But getting back to the auto sales numbers then, overnight we did get some auto sales that came in. And Eicher Motors, the numbers look very, very disappointing. We did see that its total sales degrew by around 13%. The street is not going to like those numbers at all. Keep an eye out on Eicher Motors. That stock should open up in the red. We also had Tata Motors that came in with a set of numbers. Those numbers as well marginally missed street expectations. But the problem was that other numbers as well that did come in from VST tillers were fairly disappointing. So fair to say that most of the auto sales numbers that we have till now, they have missed estimates. In terms of other stocks that you're looking at, well, Coal India, the production number did see a degrowth of around 9%. Offtake was up only around 1% odd. So keep an eye out on that stock. And Jet Airways as well, they have clarified to exchanges that the interest and principal installment that was due to lenders on December 31st, that's been delayed. And they further added that the delay could be due to temporary cash flow mismatch. In terms of what kind of levels you're looking at on the Nifty, well, for starters, the SGX Nifty is indicating a big bump up. But remember, the SGX Nifty was not trading yesterday. So adjusted for that, we should see a more or less flattish start to trade. And importantly, the Nifty is on the verge of moving to that crucial resistance level of around 10,950 to around that 11,000 odd mark. This is Nigel D'Souza wishing you a good trading day and a good start to the new year.